T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
4 New Yorkers killed in just a 12-hour span overnight. 3 shootings, 1 stabbing.
3 shootings and a stabbing from Friday night into Saturday morning. At 10:40 p.m. here in the Soundview section of the Bronx, 21-year-old Shaquan Wilson shot dead while shooting dice at the corner of Rosedale and Randall Avenues, 5 days after the birth of his first child, according to his friend Todd.
This is unbelievable. Like, it hit Soundview hard. Because he, you know, everybody started off young, going crazy, but he calmed down. He just had a baby.
Hours earlier, someone stabbed 48-year-old Telmo Ruiz to death in an apartment hallway in Washington Heights. 1:30 a.m. in the Bronx, a 34-year-old man shot and killed in the Eastchester Gardens playground. And then at 6:30 in the morning, a 35-year-old man killed by gunfire outside his Far Rockaway apartment in Queens. Lee with this reaction.
You know what's going, shooting everywhere. Shooting in the Bronx, shooting in Manhattan, everywhere. The world is going crazy right now.
Roger Stern, 1010 Winds in Soundview, the Bronx.